Montaña de Oro State Park, Central California Coast, 8 years ago. This was his chance to get it right. He was nervous, but confident. This was good. No, great. Perfect. A fresh start. A new day. The first time had been a bloody mess. Of course, it counted. It had been everything, which was part of the problem. He'd been careless. He wouldn't do that again, because he'd learned that killing is never as easy as you hope, but it's so worth taking the time and trouble to do it with style. Practice makes perfect. Here he was, and here she was. Take two. Looking up at California State Park Ranger Marilou Feathers, he let a smile tickle his lips and said, "Where there's smoke, there's fire." He pulled one corner of his mouth higher than the other, crafting what was intended to be a rakish grin. She'd know that he knew it was a corny old saying, and that would show his mastery of the situation. While he was at it, he arched an eyebrow, aiming to look clever, disarming, maybe even handsome. He was rewarded. She smiled. She was flirting with him. In no mood, Feathers smirked. It was Christmas Eve, and this clown was about to make her late to dinner at her parents' house with her brother and his family. Her young niece and nephew wouldn't care, but her sister-in-law would find it an opportunity to remind single, childless 30-something Feathers about the importance of schedules for children. She'd taken her horse instead of the jeep to do one last patrol of the nearly deserted sand spit, ringing in the holiday and a well-earned break with a sunset gallop. And now this. The stranger looked Feathers over with a measure of scrutiny and delight, as if examining a long-sought-after rare book found by chance at a yard sale. He had watched in awe from the moment she'd appeared with Gypsy, her big roan mare, from the pass-through between the dunes, and had begun galloping across the sand. She scattered spindly-legged sandpipers and inky black cormorants feeding in the surf, while brown pelicans and western gulls circled above, the gulls calling, "Ka, ka, ka." He had known she'd take Gypsy from the stable behind the dunes, would go down the jeep path onto the spit, and would turn right toward the rock. He had known exactly where to position himself. She often rode at sunset, when the sand spit was quiet, but not always. He'd spent disappointing hours, primed, waiting, only to return home unfulfilled. While frustrating, waiting taught him discipline, which he knew he sorely needed. Now, at last, his reward. His heart had thrilled with each beat of the horse's hooves upon the sand. He felt his emotions running away with him, and just as Feathers had reined in her horse, he seized command of himself. His reward was near. His memories of this moment would keep it alive and fresh forever. All he had to do was hold on. Hold on. Feathers pulled up her horse beside the makeshift barrier and managed an insincere, "Good evening, sir," and then the admonishment, "You're in the snowy plover restricted habitat. You can't be here, let alone have a campfire." He knew that. Who could miss the miles of yellow nylon rope on 4-foot metal stakes marked with signs, some drawn by school children, "Share the beach. We love the snowy plover." He thought the stupid bird deserved to go extinct, but he knew that if she could, Ranger Feathers would sit on their nests. Mere shallows in the sand, the lazy birds. He'd not only purposefully gone into the restricted habitat, he'd built a fire with driftwood. Brilliant. Did he know how to push her buttons or what? Near him now, she was a sight to behold, tall in the saddle, her dun-colored uniform fitting loosely on her big-boned, lean frame. He was beguiled by her uniform, her round, flat-brimmed Ranger Stetson hat, her gun, and her badge. Her plain face so easily adopted that no-nonsense bearing. He'd seen her laugh, but soon after, her face would reassume that stern countenance, that command presence coveted by cops. It came naturally to Feathers. She had been born for the job. He'd told her, where there's smoke, there's fire. Rakish grin, arched eyebrow. He returned his attention to the marshmallow he was roasting on the end of an opened wire hanger. The next move was hers. He was so excited he could hardly stand it. Get a grip, buddy. Feathers thought, what's he doing, trying to flirt with me? She guessed he was one of the college kids that abounded in Morro Bay and Los Osos, the relaxed beach cities adjacent to the sprawling state park. A state university was nearby, and students frequented the park to hike in the jagged coastal mountains or to surf and raise hell on the long stretch of secluded sandy beach, reached by foot or horseback via twisting steep trails that traversed the dunes. Only rangers were allowed to drive there. She had invested a lot of time over her years at the park, reprimanding, citing, and sometimes arresting the drunken, the loaded, and the pugnacious of all ages. In addition to providing the public information about hiking trails, campsites, local flora and fauna, and the location of public restrooms, her job was to enforce the law in the park. Those who did not revere this sacred space would feel her iron hand. She was protective of these 8,000 acres, her corner of paradise, her mountain of gold.